Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, the cattle futures had a pretty good move today. We actually finished a little bit higher, September up 10 cents here at 154.90. The index, 154.49. We've got about 7 days till that thing has to converge and the September feeder cattle expire. The next month out, though, October was down 82 at 156.85. So that spread between September and October, September, November, et cetera, moved quite a bit today. November down 12 here at 158.10. The January is up 22 at 159.20. October live cattle down 5 cents, 123.22. The December's up 7 at 128.62. February's 35 higher at 132.95. The hogs 90 higher in October, 312 higher in December at 76.50. Really, all morning long the thing was higher, and then in about 11 or so the feeder cattle sold off. Run time were about $2.50 off their highs. Kind of a knee jerk reaction looking sell. And it, when it started, it kept going for about 10 or 20 minutes and then came all the way back up. Live cattle, steady all day, pretty quiet. And box beef was down 43 cents on choice at 307.40. Select down 69 at 274.69. Choice select spread 32.59.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has 5 tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
The grain markets were higher across the board, led by the wheats again today. The Kansas City December up 15 at 7.21. July of next year, 7.21 and a quarter, up 11 and a half cents. We're right back near the highest we've been back in August. They were quite a bit higher. They went all the way up to about 7.35, but 7.21, we're within striking distance of that for that July of next year. There's some conversation being surrounding the idea that input costs are really high with fertilizer prices. And it's worth looking at. If you've already bought your inputs, you know you're going to plant wheat, it'd be worth looking at doing something in that July of next year wheat price with futures at 720. That's the highest it's been in a few years. Beans are up about 2 cents. The corn up 3 to 4 cents here. December is at 529 and a quarter, up 3 3/4. Today's cotton futures rallied back 31 higher in October. December 170 higher at 92.57. The equity market's sharply higher here. The Dow Jones currently up 572 at 34,701. The S&P's up 64.5 points at 44.85. Crude oil up a buck, putting the December crude oil 72.96. So that's a welcomed rally. And natural gas coming back today up 21 cents at 501.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.